Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To all you do-it-yourselfers, get ready to welcome Fram into the fam. Because America's number one oil filter brand now has their own new line of motor oil and fluids. And it's only at Advance and CarQuest Auto Parts. Stop into Advance and choose from four new Fram oil change bundles starting at just $20.99. They have the oil and filters you need to keep your engine running stronger, longer. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
National contest data message rates apply.
The Parlay Payday.
Powered by BetQL.
Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better bettor. Download the BetQL app today.
11K a day.
Okay, chance at $1,000 right now. Text this word BAND, B-A-N-D. Text BAND to 72881 now for your chance to win $1,000 in our Parlay Payday contest. Again, text BAND, B-A-N-D, to 72881 for your chance to win a grand with 92.9. We'll have another keyword coming up at 5 o'clock, but right now you got plenty of time, about 58 minutes, to text BAND, B-A-N-D, to 72881 for your chance to win a grand. Good luck.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
My name is Gary Parish, speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Ben Adol's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day best you can.
Daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
And I hope you didn't give up on the Grizzlies last night in advance of that fourth quarter, because if you did, shame on you. Fourth quarter Grizzlies come up big. Double-digit win inside FedEx Forum, Big Bet Bennett. That's a win, it's a victory, and it's a cover.
Oh, yes, it is.
Worked out quite well. Big game from Jonas Valanciunas. Incredible dunk from Ja Morant. Fun night, downtown Memphis. We'll talk about it momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. Eric Hasseltine. Remember Eric?
I love me some Eric Hasseltine.
You remember him? Used to have a show over here.
Yes, sir. You'd
see him every once in a while. He's the radio host, the radio voice of your Memphis Grizzlies right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. You're going to join me in the next segment? I'll talk Grizz with him, I guess. Eric Hasseltine going to be here. If you've been missing him, he'll be here in about 20 minutes. When I finish that, I'll take a break, come back, do four notable stories, 444, at which point I'll discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, Eric Musselman has reached a long-term deal with Arkansas. Hard to not believe this wasn't in response, at least the timing, in response of the Arizona job being open right now. Eric was at least a candidate on some level. And when you got that kind of leverage, you use it to get a deal done with the place where you want to be. That's what he did last night. Congratulations to him and Arkansas fans. Seems like a good match. We'll get into it around 4:44. Boogie Ellis has picked a new home. It's in the Pac-12, state of California. We'll talk about that a little later on this hour. Awful night for Jamal Murray last night. Torn ACL confirmed today. That's done for the season. Get into that just before 5 o'clock. And historic night for Steph Curry. Entered the record books. He's now the all-time leading scorer in Golden State Warriors history. Picked a big night to do it. Talk about Steph during four notable stories at 4:44, powered by GetMyPerks.com. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always. Then I'll eventually do dinner to go. Get on out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I did want to start with the Memphis Grizzlies. Fun game last night inside FedEx Forum. Billy Donovan and the Chicago Bulls were in town. The Grizz closed as 2.5-point favorites. They won at 101-90, so again, that's a victory and a cover. Winner, winner, Jonas Valanciunas dinner. It's another big night for our lovable Lithuanian. He got 26 points and 14 rebounds. In basketball, they call that a double-double.
Mm-hmm. He's good at those.
He's got 15 straight, Big Bet Bennett.
Yep.
That's a franchise record. Previous record of 14. That was set by Zach Randolph in January 2011. Shouts to Zeebo. But Jonas now has 15 straight double-doubles, and the streak might be extended tomorrow night when the Grizz play the Mavericks in downtown Memphis. What was it like, Big Bet Bennett, inside FedEx Forum, witnessing history last night? You witnessed history.
I did. It was a little nerve-wracking at first. I was a little worried why they were struggling with the Chicago Bulls, but they snapped out of it. It was an ugly grind-out win, and we'll take it.
Yeah, they outscored the Bulls 31-16 in the fourth quarter. That was obviously the difference in the game. They win by 11, and Jonas, I think, was the story.
Yes.
Either Jonas or Ja's incredible dunk, which, by the way, like the still shots of that are poster worthy.
No, it's just impossible. Like, it really looks impossible when you see the pictures.
And Brevin was really good on the broadcast last night. I'm always I enjoy it when NBA players, former NBA players, are wowed by something see, because they've seen it all. They were doing it. And Brevin was like, I call you Big Bet Bennett as much as he calls Pete Partner. I love Partner.
I love Partner, too.
I love Partner.
It's good.
And he was like, Partner, he caught it off. He caught it outside the backboard.
Yeah.
like what? You're not supposed to catch a ball there and then dunk it. You're supposed to catch a ball there and then have to come down and then maybe go back up.
Yep.
He caught it, cocked it, and it was probably dunk of the year for any Grizzly player. And on the short list of incredible Ja Morant dunks in his career, both first at Murray State and with the Grizzlies. Again, the shot from behind the goal, and I'm unfamiliar with, the name escapes me of the photographer who shot it, but whoever did, like, it's an awesome shot. Like, that's something I imagine people in Memphis, the Grizzlies even, they're going to have that shot. They'll take it, put it on posters, canvases, the whole deal.
I think Joe Murphy had that.
When he cocked, with the shot from behind the goal with Ja cocking it in midair, just a terrific dunk, and that was a terrific shot. Back to Jonas, he's averaging 30 points, 18 rebounds in the past two games. 16 of 25 from the field against the Pacers, 12 of 15 from the field last night. He's now averaging 22 points, 13.4 rebounds in this month, while shooting 68.4% from the field. Like, get this man some player of the month votes, because he's performing at a really high level. His player efficiency rating is up to 20.70. That ranks 26th in the entire NBA and first on the Grizzlies. Trivia time, Big Bet Bennett.
Okay.
Name the top five Grizz PERs this season. Once I went and looked up Jonas's, I just decided to keep looking. Name the top five. See if you can get them right.
Top five. Well, he's got to be in there.
Yeah, he's number one.
Okay, so he's number one.
He's 26th in the league, number one on the Grizzlies, 20.70.
Okay, DeAnthony
is number two, 18.39 PER, 56th in the NBA.
I'll say Kyle Anderson.
Not in the top five.
Okay. Wow, I'm surprised by that. I'll say Brandon Clark.
Brandon Clark is third on the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
17.67.
Okay.
65th in the NBA.
And then I'll put Ja in there.
Ja is fourth on the Grizzlies.
Okay, all 17.34,
right. Number 73. Can you get number five?
It's
you only missed one so far. It's Kyle Anderson.
Grayson.
It's not Grayson Allen.
It's not Dylan.
It's definitely not Dylan. his PR is like 12.
Man, I mean, is it a weird one? Is it like John Conchar or something like that?
Conchar is higher than you think.
Yeah.
But
who am I
missing
here?
Not in the top five. How about this? It's not Grayson Allen, but
is it Tyus? It's
he
Tyus.
Played college
yeah,
basketball.
Okay. You just don't think of him because he doesn't put up big numbers.
Tyus
yeah.
Jones, 15.42. That is fifth on the Grizzlies, number 102 in the NBA. Do you know who's got the highest PR in the NBA right now?
Interesting. I'll go with someone like, I'll go with Jokic.
Nope.
Joel Embiid.
Nope.
Is it a guard?
Nope.
It's a big.
It's a specimen.
It's a specimen.
Who calls the Smoothie King Center his home?
Oh, Zion.
Zion Williams.
How about that?
Number one player efficiency rating in the NBA, 28.42.
Yeah, so he's pretty good.
He is pretty good. So the Grizzlies improved to 27-25 last night, two games above 500 with the Mavericks coming to town. And boy, are they getting whiny, these Mavericks.
They are getting whiny. I don't like the whininess from Luka, but that's a big game. I mean, really, really big one, honestly.
The whiny Mavericks are going to be in town.
Yeah.
are they complaining about now?
They don't want to have to do the play-in.
I got an idea then. Finish in the top six, nerds.
Yeah, I feel that.
You don't want to be in the play-in tournament? Avoid it. Finish in the top six, you nerds.
They might have a chance with that Denver news. We'll see.
You know, Mark Cuban was on the board of governors that approved this.
Yell at him.
Like, yo, man, this was you were in on this. And to Mark's credit, he acknowledges that, yeah, I voted for this. I was in favor mm-hmm. of this, but with the benefit of hindsight, I'm against it. This comes in response to Luka after last night's game commenting on the play-in, basically saying he doesn't understand it. In fact, here's the quote. I don't understand the idea of a play-in. Well, sit down, young man. I could explain it to
you. Okay, let's hear it.
You want me to explain it to you? It's not hard. Let me explain it to you. The idea of a play-in tournament is to create more interest in the NBA, keep more teams playoff capable. It is to create more playoff inventory, therefore more television money, and it is to decrease the incentive that exists for tanking, because if you're in playoff contention, in theory, you shouldn't be tanking.
Right.
Okay, so that all of it, bottom line money. Okay, so that's the idea behind it. Let's continue. He says you play 72 games to get into the playoffs, then maybe you lose two in a row and you're out of the playoffs. So I don't see the point of that. Well, I just explained the point of that, Luca. And, okay, in the old system, you could play 82 games, finish seventh, and then lose four and be out of the playoffs. So, like, that's acceptable, but two's not. Now we're just arguing the difference between two losses and four losses. I mean, that's what we're doing now. So is that really what we're going to fight about?
Yeah.
Four is it's okay to lose four and be eliminated, but you shouldn't be able to lose two and be eliminated. I mean, that's all we're arguing about at this point. Cuban's complaint, I think, is rooted in some more reasonable stuff, even if I would probably still disagree with him. And by the way, either way, when you are locked into seventh, this ain't the time to be complaining about it,
no.
Right? Yeah, I mean, you're complaining in your own interest as I'd be interested if Quinn Snyder was sitting there going, you know, I don't really like this play-in tournament. Like, he's the one seed. He ain't got nothing to do with the play-in tournament. But, like, when you are now slipping to the point where it looks like you're going to be in the play-in tournament, now's not the time to complain about it. Like, you know, first off, you didn't have to vote for this. But, again, Mark Cuban acknowledges, with the benefit of hindsight, I feel like we messed up here. He actually called it an enormous mistake. His point is that we're playing a compressed schedule already. And under normal or previous circumstances, at this point, you'd kind of know where you're at, probably. Like, if you're sixth, you don't really care if you're fifth or seventh. I mean, maybe you do, but it's not that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, if you're sixth, you can't slip to seventh. So you're playing your starters more minutes.
Yeah.
You're playing them more often. In previous times, you're 10th. And right now, 10th in the West is Golden State. that's two games back of the Grizzlies. So you might, you know, you might still be fighting for every minute, every second of every game, but you might not be. Right now, you're trying to avoid falling to 11th so that you can get into this play-in tournament. And maybe, like, you're trying to get even higher in the play-in tournament. But, like, there's more urgency to everything.
Mm-hmm.
So your starters are playing more games. They're playing more minutes. And they're doing it in a compressed schedule. So you're playing more times per week. And what Cuban suggests is that, you know, it's put miles on bodies that don't need to be there. It could lead to injuries. We didn't think this through. And while I acknowledge, like, I get that. Really, all that is acknowledging that we've reached a point in this sport where, like, people complain about having to play. Think about how twisted up that is.
Yeah.
Like, in no other sport do people go, you know what, we've created this system, and, God, we got to play our players. I mean, this is crazy.
What a concept.
We got to play our players. I mean, resting has become such a normalized thing in the NBA that now people are complaining about not being able to do it as often as they'd like. You go back 20 years ago, there was none of this resting.
No.
People didn't just rest.
No.
Now players just rest. And I understand, like, you know, the science is better. We know more about what is beneficial, what's not, what increases the risk of injury, what doesn't. Like, I get it. We're all smarter about this now. But at its core, what Mark Cuban is saying is, man, we're right now sitting in seventh. We're trying to get to sixth. So we got to play our players? Like, every game?
Yes.
Well, like, that's sort of...
That's the idea.
Yeah. I mean, it used to be the idea. It's not the idea anymore.
It's not.
But that is when you tear down his argument of why he's now against this, it is rooted in, man, we sure are having to play our basketball players a lot. And it's just interesting that didn't even used to be a thing. Like, basketball players just played. You know, you just play. You got, well, we got a game tomorrow. Okay, cool. I'll do my best. We got a game 2 days after that. Man, I'm going to be tired, but I'll be ready to go. Now it's just like, you can't play back-to-backs, and you can't, you know, if you got 3 and 4 days, you can't play all of those. And there's just all, and again, I understand the medicine behind it and the intelligence behind it, but, you know, Mark Cuban, you're on the Board of Governors. You could have made every one of these arguments a long time ago.
Yeah, and I mean, if
they didn't sneak the schedule up on you.
Well, right, if the league's goal in all of this and these owners is to make these guys play more games and we get to see these guys play more, well, then the league should work out scheduling more days off. Maybe extend the season a week or something so teams can have extra days off.
Yeah, I actually think if we're trying to identify what the enormous mistake was, it's not having a play-in tournament. The enormous mistake is trying to cram all these games into a short period of time.
Yeah.
Like, you know... It's more complicated than you'd ever make it out in a 12-minute radio segment.
Right.
Because of television partners and the calendar and, you know, the availability of the arenas. Like, there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on.
Of course.
I acknowledge that. But you could have alleviated Cuban's main complaint just by, it's in concrete, we got to at least play 72. For a variety of reasons, including local television contracts, then let's not try to play 72 in this window.
Right.
Give me another 2 weeks. Give me another Give me another 3 weeks.
I'm sure the Grizzlies would love that.
We'll split up some of these back-to-backs. We'll make it where you're not playing four games in 5 nights ever. Like, there was a way, like, a perhaps difficult, complicated way, but the complaint, The anger, frustration should not be aimed at the play-in tournament. The play-in tournament's not really the problem. The problem is you have compressed the schedule in a way that you know, it becomes taxing on bodies. I get it. But, you know, again, and none of this is a surprise. Nobody woke up a month ago and was like, oh, by the way, you're going to have to play a whole bunch of games in this little bitty time. We've known since before the season started this is going to be the way it was going to be. complaining about it now creates headlines, sure, but it mostly seems pointless. And also, it's hard not to acknowledge that you're only complaining about it because you are in the situation that you'd rather not be in. If you don't want to be a part of the play-in tournament, be better. Otherwise, get ready for the play-in tournament. Eric Hasseltine up next.
It's time, Memphis. Join Ja Morant, Tyus Jones, and your Memphis Grizzlies Wednesday, April 14th at 8:30 p.m. as they take on the Dallas Mavericks, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Tickets start at just $12, but they won't last long. Check out grizzlies.com/tickets today. Fans will want to tune in early at 7 p.m. to catch Grizzlies Live, presented by Ford and your Mid-South Ford dealers, featuring Pete Pranica, Brevin Knight, Rob Fisher, and Chris Vernon. That's grizzlies.com for tickets.
The NBA season is rolling along, games every single day, and now it's baseball season too. Perhaps you're a Cardinals fan or a Cubs fan or a lonely Mets fan like me who enjoys having a drink while you're watching nine innings. If so, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that my drink of choice is New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered three times to create a soft finish, as I'm sure you know by now. It's so smooth you can drink it straight, and it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. You can spend more money on a bottle of vodka if you want to, but I don't know why you would do that when I have identified a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. It's New Amsterdam Vodka. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon, lemon, coconut, the list is long. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar or a restaurant or a liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web. New Amsterdam Spirits.
Welcome back to Love League. It's time for Jack to meet our final contestant, April Games. April is a fun-seeking Aries who loves fresh flowers, afternoon showers, and winning. April, describe your perfect night.
Well, Bob, I like to pick up some instant games, find my favorite lucky coin, and see where the night takes me.
Oh, okay. Well, Jack, who will it be?
Yeah, I'm gonna take April Games, Bob.
It's hard not to pick a winner when you pick April Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Get ready to knock down some fun with new multiplier instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Four great games that can multiply your next win into big money. Play for $1, $2, $5, or $10 for your chance to win up to $1 million in cash. Pick up a multiplier game today, and with a little luck, your cash could do some serious math. Multiplier games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Whether you're ready for your COVID-19 vaccine or looking for the right testing options for your family, our Kroger Health team of pharmacists and nurse practitioners are here to help. Our suite of solutions is one of the most comprehensive in the industry, trusted by frontline workers around the country. Visit Kroger.com/COVID care to learn more and schedule an appointment at a Kroger store near you.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Stretch my hands to you.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live the life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie, but it's really very lifelike. Every single night, right? Every single fight, right? I was looking at the gram and I don't even like it.
Eric Musselman got a contract extension from Arkansas last night. They got on that pretty quickly. Once the Arizona job opened, we'll get into it in the next segment. Jeff Calkins will be here at 5 o'clock, but right now he's the radio voice of your Memphis Grizzlies. Eric Hasseltine making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Using food and wine to create memorable times.
So now Mark Cuban is complaining about the compressed schedule in the NBA, Hasseltine. Players are being taxed. You tell me, what's it like for the radio voice of the Memphis Grizzlies with a compressed schedule? How's the radio voice of the Grizzlies holding up?
I'm okay. I'll be honest with you. Sunday night, I was gassed, and I actually went and played a little golf this morning with our very own Brevin Knight and Pete Pranica. And you know, Pete's a trooper. Pete's a pro, and he even said, he goes, man, I've been just exhausted. It's been tiring. I mean, I'm not going to lie. And it's only going to get worse for this next couple of weeks. You know, you're going to play a lot of games in a short amount of time, 8 games in 14 days. And, you know, a lot of them on the road, the 7-game road trip, a lot of those with late starts. And, you know, it's one of those things where you're going to have to where you're going to have to just kind of power through it. You're going to have to get through it and get it done and figure it out. So I'm tired, and I'm sure the players are too, but that's the way it goes, you know.
We'll get back to basketball in a second, but since you were on the course this morning, I think I'm going out tomorrow morning. Where are we at on getting 9 and 10 redone? What's the status there?
They're par 3s, so you play them as a par 3. So they're good. They're almost there, though. They'll be done in a week or so. So yeah, it helped me with 10 because 10, as much as everybody thinks 10's an easy hole, it is my one of my nemesis out there because I'm not great with the 3-wood off the tee. So if I hit the driver and actually catch it clean, it might go too far, but then the driver can go left or right when you try to not hit it too far. But the course is in great shape, as you know, GP, and the people out there are terrific. And it was just fun to be outside again and for us to be out as a group together where I really haven't seen those guys hardly at all this year. You know, Brevin and I used to sit courtside 20, 30 minutes before we'd both have to be on the air and talk and just talk about everything, basketball, families, you know, things going on. And I don't see them. We're totally isolated from them. I really haven't spoken to Pete much other than over the phone. So to be able to kind of spend a morning with them was a lot of fun and to talk about things going on, the Jamal Murray situation, the win last night, things that we were talking about over text messages. It was really neat to be out there.
Talking to Eric Hasseltine, radio voice of the Memphis Grizzlies. The Grizzlies will be back inside FedEx Forum tomorrow night. Mavericks in town, 8:30 tip. You'll be able to listen to it right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. When did Jonas Valanciunas become the best basketball player in the world?
My gosh, dude, is he not just a monster underneath right now? He's on pace to break the franchise record for rebounds per game in a season. He tied his career high last night in terms of a season with his 39th double-double. He did that when he was with Toronto in 70 games. So you've done it now 39 and what, 52. That's pretty amazing considering of the 13 games he hasn't had a double-double. I think he's missed 5 or 6 of those. So he's just been sensational. He's leading the league in rebounding post-All-Star break. I don't tend to get into those numbers that much because you never know what the schedule was like and for other guys. But when you're grabbing 12, 13, 14 rebounds a night, it's huge. But what part of the thing is, and I think the Grizzlies have figured this out, there's not a lot of guys that can muscle him out of the middle. So you'll watch Ja Morant and people are like, why is he trying this wild, ridiculous, fancy layup? What he's doing is using his athleticism to draw the big defender, whoever the biggest defender is that's taking Jonas, draw him to commit to trying to prevent Ja from getting an easy bucket. Well, that leaves somebody little on Jonas Valanciunas, and that's just not a matchup that they want. I was amazed last night. I'm a big fan of Nikola Vucevic. I think he's a terrific player. I don't think he's a great defender, but I don't think he's awful either. And in the first quarter, Jonas just bullied him around and made him look bad, and it affected his offense. He got it going a little bit in the second half, but you take that shoulder into the chest a few times, and it hurts. And you know, it's legal, and it's part of the game. And I think that the Grizzlies have just figured that out. We talked to Dylan Brooks postgame and said, I asked him that specifically. I said, hey, do you guys feel like if you can just get by your man off the dribble, one of three things is going to happen? You're either going to get fouled, you're going to get the bucket, or more than likely, if the big commits, Jonas has got to tap. And he goes, that's exactly what we talk about every night.
So
they discuss this. So they know that Jonas is down there, and they can just, if they can go one-on-one off the dribble and break down their defender, there's a good chance they're going to score.
So when Jonas catches one off the backboard, gets the dunk, and it creates an incredible highlight, you're convinced that was Ja throwing it off the backboard or Ja missing a layup?
No, I think he's missing the layup. I think he is trying to score or draw the foul, but he realizes if he doesn't make the shot, it's not a big deal.
Sure.
So he's more prone. What I mean by that, and I think you understand this, is he more prone to take a riskier shot. You know, if you don't have a defender down there, you're not going to get well received on the bench by your coach if you're going 1-on-3 all the time. However, in this case, you go 1-on-3, who's boxing out your big man? Nobody. So I think they've strategically implemented this. Hey, just try to finish at the rim. And don't worry about the calls. We saw earlier in the year this team was constantly looking at the officials, or our jaw was looking for contact rather than to finish, and that's changed a little bit, and you've seen the numbers have gone up because of that. Try to finish the play. If you don't get the call, don't worry about it. You know, gripe a little bit, say your piece, but move on, because you've got something most other teams don't, and that's a legitimate big man in today's game that will go just sweep the glass, play on the interior, and muscle people around.
I was watching on TV, and you could sort of see it developing. Could you, in the arena, see the monster jaw alley-oop developing in real time?
A little bit. I saw the pass, but from our angle. So where we're sitting this year, it was on the opposite end of the court, and we're, if you look over the end of the visitor's bench towards the baseline, we're right over that last chair diagonally in one of the suites, right next to where the club level begins and people can do all the fun stuff when the clubs are open. I saw the pass, and from our angle, GP, I was like, there's no way in hell he's going to catch that.
Right.
I'm like, all right, we just threw that away. You got to make a better pass than that. And he went up and ripped it. I mean, again, I've told Ja, I told his father, I told his uncle, I told his mother, all of his family members. I said, y'all are going to have to put me up somewhere because he's going to get me fired. He's going to get me fired because at some point I'm going to drop a four-letter bomb with a holy blank after it. How did he do that? But it was amazing. And I heard, you know, from some friends of mine across the country that ESPN grabbed the highlights. So I was happy to hear that because I was trying to do it justice. And I don't know that you can. I don't know that words can do justice what that young man is capable of. When I was watching the show on ESPN today, I know you're a CBS America's Most Watched Network guy, but I can't control what they put on in the gym. I'm always supportive of you, GP. But I was watching Rachel Nichols and talking on the jump, and they showed a still shot of where he was when he dunked that, and my jaw dropped. My jaw absolutely hit the ground. I was like, my gosh, he is ahead above the rim, shoulders at rim level, ready to throw this thing down. And I'm like, you just, there's just things you can't teach. Certain humans are just different, and he's one of them. And it's going to be fun to watch this continue. And the chemistry that he's developing, you know, not only distributing those alley-oops to guys like Brandon Clark, because that they had a big play like that at the end of the first half with Grayson and guys, and Kyle Anderson and Dylan Brooks throwing the alley-oops to him. This team rapidly went from one, as you and I have discussed, people would ask why we're not on national TV. I said, because they're not fun to watch for the common fan, to a team that's about to turn into much watch NBA basketball.
Where he caught that ball, like 99% of NBA players can't catch a ball there and dunk it. And yet he caught it. And most, like, even the guys who could catch that and then think they might be able to dunk it, they would just be thinking they might be able to dunk it. He caught it and cocked it, which is like the ultimate, like, I'm about to really turn this into a highlight. There was no doubt in his mind he was going to be able to get where he needed to get. That's just, again, not to fall into cliches, but you're exactly right. Like, that is not, you were born to do that, or you're not.
Yeah. And we've seen the monster dunks. I mean, the dunk with Anthony Edwards over poor Yuta Watanabe, and then we saw the Miles Bridges dunk, you know, for Charlotte, and that one. I mean, that one's as good as any of them. And you're right. Like, that was what went through my head, is like, how many guys in this league could actually do that? Maybe one on the other team, and Zach LaVine, pre-knee injury. I don't know if he could now, but he had that kind of bounce. And you could see that Zach LaVine last night, a guy who's won dunk contest, has shown he could play way above the rim. You could see he was going like, okay, this kid's a little different, because this is the first time I think that they've really squared off. They may have squared off last year, I think, in one game, and you know, but it wasn't, Ja wasn't where he is now, and Zach was like, okay, you could see the respect factor. And you know, from watching enough basketball, when other players look at a guy, and as they say, that guy's real. And then they knew Ja's real. Everybody's very quickly learning Ja's real. And think about this last night, Gare. If you take the shots that he got that didn't go, the good looks off the runners, he could have had 30 last night in an incredibly efficient manner, and also just distributing assists left and right, 10 assists. So he's on the verge of becoming, if he's not already, a household name.
Peter Emmiston tweeted the following yesterday that the Grizzlies are 3-0 when Ja scores in single digits, 13-7 when he scores less than 15, just 4-12 when he scores more than 20. Last night he had 13. The Grizzlies won. Is there anything to that, or is it just an interesting statistic?
No, I think there's a little something to that. Think of opening. He had to. San Antonio was eviscerating the Grizzlies that night with a high pick and roll. They were scoring every time down, and John's like, hey, this guy can't stop me. And if we're gonna, if we don't stop them on defense, we've got to score every time. So let me be the one to do it. I'm capable. He's very team-oriented. You know, there are nights where you're sitting up in the booth going, yo, dude, it's time to get a little selfish. You can beat your guy. Nobody's going to get mad at you. But he really does thrive on watching his teammates succeed. And you start to see them get success, and then he ramps it up a notch, which is why I thought his fourth quarter numbers last season and at times this season have been so high. So I think when you're getting him above 20, it may be out of necessity because either Dylan Brooks or Kyle Anderson aren't knocking down their shots. Grayson's not knocking down his shots. You know, in the game that they lost to Indiana, Grayson Allen just didn't have a good game. He couldn't make his threes. He started a little slowly last night. He started getting going, and those assist numbers started to rack up, and then he started knocking down threes. And you know, before you know it, he's 4 of 9. And we were kind of joking about that. You look at the stat sheet in the third quarter and you're 1 for 6 and you go, boy, I got to, like, 1 for 6, a bad night. But then a guy's capable of making 3 in a row and all of a sudden a bad night turned into, hey, 44.4% from the 3-point line's really good. Keep doing that every night. And he's 4 of 9. And it just happened in a burst. So I think that there is something to it. I think when he's over 20, there are a handful of games. I don't think it's all of them. But there are a handful of games where he's done that out of necessity.
Wrap it up
take
here.
Take him away. But I, what's that?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Away. But I think at times they also go, well, if we take him away, we're leaving their shooters wide open. And there's some respect for the Grizzlies' perimeter game right now, especially with the 3-point numbers they have in the month of April.
Wrapping up here with Eric Hasseltine, radio voice of your Memphis Grizzlies. Last thing before I let you go, 8:30 tip tomorrow night. Mavericks are in town. That's the 7th-place team in the West against the 8th-place team in the West with, you know, about a month left in the regular season. It's not a playoff game, but it could be a preview of a playoff game. This is about as good as it gets for a middle-of-April basketball game, isn't it?
It's terrific. It's a very meaningful game in April, which is great for a young basketball team to go through. If the Grizzlies are to come out on top Wednesday night, and we obviously hope they do, they're a half game out of first place in the Southwest Division. And I get the seeding factor, but when you can say you're a division champ, you're a division champ. And I know the road trip's brutal ahead. Obviously, the Jamal Murray injury has an effect on it. They've played well against Portland. They need to find a way to break through. When does Jaren come back? But just to be in the hunt for that division title gives you that extra boost. So, yeah, it's terrific. It's a late start. I understand that can be tough for people to stay up and watch, but I think it's going to be fun basketball. It's a tough matchup because with Luka Doncic's size, he can really pose some problems. So you've got to find a way to put Ja maybe on a Tim Hardaway Jr., but you did that last time and he had 20 in the first half. So they've got to be better defensively this time around. They did not shoot particularly well the first time they played the Mavericks. So I expect a much better performance. I think it's going to be a battle back and forth. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It's unfortunate that it's at home in one aspect because I don't know if Bennett's told you, but we've been supplying food for our own crew. And I think Friday night we're going to bring the air fryer into the suite and cook up some wings. But I don't think they would like that in the arena with fans there if we start syncing up the joint with our wing cooking.
How about that? The air fryer inside FedEx Forum. Very nice.
Yeah.
That's Eric Hassett. Bennett?
I thought Bennett and Devin Walker were going to end up fighting over the last one, the last time we did it.
They're pretty good.
So who?
They're pretty damn good.
So this will be a second time. You've already done air fryer in FedEx Forum pregame wings.
We go pretty hard in 216, yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe I'll make wings on my back porch, and I'll be there spiritually with you guys.
Maybe we'll get a bottle of New Amsterdam for postgame and celebrate with you
on
this.
Okay, okay. Now everybody's
Let's
on the same page. Now I feel like everybody's on the same page. That's Eric Hasseltine. He's the radio voice of the Memphis Grizzlies, obviously. Pregame tomorrow night starts at 8 o'clock with Jessica Benson. Eric will have the call at 8:30 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Thanks, buddy. Always appreciate you. I'll see you soon.
Appreciate you having me, GP. Thanks, bud.
My man. That's Eric Hasseltine here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Bennett, you going to make wings in the suite?
Oh, Eric's going to make them.
Is Eric?
Yeah.
He's
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's accomplished?
Accomplished. They were A+.
A+ wings?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
He can do play-by-play and make A+ wings?
Yeah.
Multi-talented.
Yeah, because they bring it, which I'm grateful for. They bring us these sandwiches for every game. But sometimes you just want to switch it up a little bit. And Eric, he's come through this season big time.
I might have to get...
And Mike Wallace and Elliot Perry. They've all come through for the crew. So appreciate those guys.
You should appreciate those guys.
Mm-hmm.
You should. Tomorrow night, Mavericks inside FedEx Forum. And then, like Eric said, start of a 7-game road trip. It's at Chicago, at Milwaukee, at Denver, at Clippers, at Portland,
oof,
and then at Denver.
God.
That's nothing easy about that.
That's a brutal stretch.
It is a brutal stretch, but at least one of those teams is going to be without one of its top players. We'll get into that in the next segment. Plus, Eric Musselman has reached a contract extension with Arkansas. So if you're a Razorback fan who was worried about him maybe leaving for Arizona, you don't have to worry about that anymore. Eric Musselman going to remain the coach at Arkansas. He's got a preseason top 10 team. We'll get into it next. You listen to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Spring is one of the most exciting times of the year to be a sports fan. And now you have the chance to join the action with BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code WRIGHT, W-R-I-G-H-T, and your first wager is totally risk-free up to $600. When you register with BetMGM, you'll also get access to the best parlay selection features, live betting options, tons of player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Baseball's back in full swing, and the playoff races are heating up in both basketball and hockey. Whether you love strikeouts or slam dunks, you can bet confidently on all of the biggest games with the King of Sportsbooks. Simply download the BetMGM app or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code WRIGHT, W-R-I-G-H-T, to get back up to $600 on your very first wager. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older. Must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For support with gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
This is Jeff Calkins, and I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for some time now. It's the place to get any kind of computer you need, and it's the place to go when your computer breaks down or gets one of those pesky viruses. They've been repairing computers honestly for decades, and nobody knows that better than this city's best consumer investigative reporter ever, Andy Wise.
Jeff, I came to know Cooper Systems when I partnered with Lee and Lauren and their staff on an undercover investigation a couple of years ago on computer repair businesses. Lee's team helped me uncover some pretty bad actors, and they helped me hold these lesser computer repair shops accountable. And for almost 3 decades, Cooper Systems has been solving computer problems honestly and at a fair price. If you want the peace of mind that your computer problem is going to be solved honestly, then there's only one wise choice. That's Cooper Systems.
360-9679 is their phone number. That's 360-9679. Like Andy said, if you want to deal with someone you can trust, then deal with Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park or on the web, coopersystems.com.
And check out their consumer protection credentials at andywisechoices.com.
Imagine feeling the freedom of 20/20 vision without the hassle of foggy glasses and contacts. Well, thanks to the LASIK Vision Institute, that freedom could be yours. The LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way. We're now offering 20% off LASIK with our latest Wavelight laser when treated in April. Go to LASIK.com to see this offer and see if LASIK is right for you. Plus, LASIK has never been more convenient. The procedure typically only takes 15 minutes, and most patients can get back to work the next day. The LASIK Vision Institute offers the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and our expert medical teams have performed over 1.3 million procedures. Technology and experience, all more affordable than you might imagine, especially with 20% off. Go to LASIK.com today to schedule your free consultation and start feeling the freedom of better vision. That's LASIK.com. Must mention this promotion and be treated in April 2021 to qualify. 20% off standard price of Wavelight procedure. Cannot be combined with any other offers. Go to LASIK.com for details. Patient age 40 and over will likely experience the need for reading glasses. Individual results vary.
How can your mortgage work for you instead of you simply working for your mortgage? Here to bring you the answers you need is Don Holsinger, Chief Mortgage Officer with Orion Federal Credit Union, with this week's Mortgage Minute.
Finding the perfect home can be a lengthy and stressful process, and one of the trickiest steps is acquiring the right financing. Orion streamlines the approval process to give qualified buyers a pre-approval within minutes. Thanks to our partnership with Fannie Mae and access through their underwriting system. system. At Orion, we're here to help you get qualified for your next home in three simple steps. One, complete an application. Two, discuss your options with one of our mortgage lenders. Three, take your pre-approval letter to your realtor and make an offer with confidence. Orion can even pay $2,000 towards closing costs. To learn more, visit OrionHomeLoan.com or give us a call at 1-800-532-9025.
This Mortgage Minute has been provided to you by Orion Federal Credit Union. Terms and conditions apply. Contact Orion for details. Conventional mortgages only. Minimum loan amount $95,000. Available in select states. Orion is an equal housing lender.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Tokyo and I'm Godzilla. Playing blackjack versus death gun on the car dealer. Just bought a demon. I'm screaming about the car dealer. The last temptation of Mike, but I'm a God digger. Tell me as a Bob that the God don't need a job. And if I did, the oligarchs would be missing, murdered, and wrong. This is Bonaparte that he paid with Tucson. And they went on a world conquest tearing your Bonaparte. Michael remained murderous, but still virtuous. Wait to kill the petty you found out the church services. Not a holy man, but a moral in my perverseness. So I support the sex workers unionizing their services.
Since you don't love me, hey, I'm guessing I'ma be okay.
Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian. He's going to join me right at 5 o'clock. And I mean it this time. Right at 5 o'clock. But first, got four stories I'd like to discuss, powered by GetMyPerks.com.
Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
The tweet was delivered last night. Eric Musselman has reached a contract extension with the University of Arkansas. So if you're a Razorbacks fan who is worried about losing Musk after he just took you to the Elite Eight, don't have to worry about that anymore. He will not be the next head coach at Arizona. And here's the thing that's interesting about this. Like, if you're Arizona, your job opens, you 100% want to see if Musk is interested.
Mm-hmm.
He's terrific. He's worked in the state before and is assistant at Arizona State. So I don't blame Arizona for, like, asking the question, but I don't think he was ever going to leave for Arizona. I don't think he won't. Like, I don't know that it would have been sensible to do. First off, like, he's got older children from a previous marriage, but he has young children too. And he's been bouncing around a lot, you know?
Yeah.
Like, go to from LSU assistant to Nevada to Arkansas, then 2 years in Fayetteville, now bounce to Tucson, Arizona. It's just a lot to ask a family to do. But I'm not sure how much better of a job is Arizona than Arkansas, if at all.
Right now, I mean, dude, he's got that thing rolling.
Well, that's the thing.
He's one of the Elite Eight.
Okay. Just went to the Elite Eight, got a preseason top 10 team.
Yeah.
Okay.
Recruiting good.
Everything's perfect. Everything's going well. Go to Arizona. You still got punishment coming from the NCAA. You don't know what that's going to look like. Whatever you inherit at Arizona is not going to be what you just left at Arkansas.
Yeah.
Like, if you've got it rocking and rolling at Arkansas, they care just as passionately as they do at Arizona. I just don't know why it would have made sense for him to go, unless they just blew him out of the water with money. But then Arkansas is an SEC school with tons of money. They could just once you break it down, like, why? Okay, sure, I understand why Arizona would be interested in Musk, but why would Musk leave under these very specific set of circumstances? Now let's go back 2 years. Let's say he's the head coach at Nevada. And Arkansas job opens, Arizona job opens. They're both open at the same time. They both want you. Same money. Now we can talk. You might go to Arizona instead of Arkansas. But once you're at Arkansas and you've built Arkansas and there's unanswered questions at Arizona and everything is looking brilliantly for you, I think at that point you just stay at Arkansas.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like what I said when the Memphis job opened when Josh left. When some Memphis fans were like, you know, they should go hire Bruce Pearl. And the point I'd made them was, if you're going to hire Bruce Pearl, you got to hire him when he's unemployed. You can't hire him now that he's got Auburn rebuilt, basically. You know, you could have maybe if you made Bruce Pearl unemployed and then put the Auburn job and the Memphis job on the table, he would have taken Memphis at a certain point in time.
Yes.
But once he's the Auburn coach and he's got that thing built, and now he's got it rolling, then now you can't go get Auburn. Now you can't go get Bruce Pearl. And same thing I think, from us in Arizona under these circumstances. You could have hired him from Nevada. You could have probably hired him instead of Arkansas at Nevada. But once he's got Arkansas up and running, he's not leaving you for – he's not leaving Arkansas for Arizona. So now Arizona searches – one report out of Arizona is like they just hit reset on it. Like they thought they were going to get Eric Musselman, which is silly if they really did think that. And now they're just sort of revisiting what are we going to do. Mm-hmm. But I wish they'd get it wrapped up. I mentioned the Hasseltine. Like I think about going to the course tomorrow morning. But my fear, to the extent that it's a fear, is like I'll be on the second tee box and I'll get a text message that says Arizona's hired Tommy Lloyd, done. And now I got to go record a podcast. I got to walk off the golf course. I mean, I don't want to do that.
You already know that's going to happen too.
I thought the job would be filled by today, which means any day, it could be any minute.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping they wrap it up tonight so that we can podcast tonight, be done with it, and just move on. And then there's nothing else that can happen that really matters in college basketball. I mean, Cincinnati can hire a coach, but you know, we're not...
You must have a pretty good idea of who this is.
I thought from the beginning that it would be Tommy Lloyd or Damon Stoudamire.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure of that still, but I would still bet on one of those two probably.
Yeah.
Arizona's not in a situation right now where it can go hire some big name established Eric Musselman like coach. You've got NCAA issues looming. Like, you know, I think they can hire the type of person that they've been interested in other than Eric Musselman. I think they can hire Damon Stoudamire. They could hire Josh Pastner.
I think Damon makes a lot of sense.
They could hire Miles Simon. They could hire Tommy Lloyd. But the idea that they were going to be able to go lure Arkansas's coach coming off an Elite Eight with a preseason top 10 team, like, again, worth asking, mm-hmm. I guess, if he just hates Fayetteville for some reason. Like, those things that you don't know. Like, maybe everything on a surface level is great, but his wife hates living in Fayetteville, so call me. But, like, Tucson's not that much, you know. Tucson's just a college town, too.
Yeah.
So you could make the phone call, but I am unsurprised that Musk decided to pass on the opportunity.
Story number two.
Boogie Ellis got a new home. He's going to be a USC Trojan.
How about that?
Good for him.
Yeah, no, that's a nice landing spot.
It's terrific. Preseason top 25 team, losing top two guards. You know, like the two guards that played most of the minutes last season at the one and the two were Taj Eady and Isaiah White. They're both gone. USC is bringing in, like, a borderline top 50 guard. But, like, you know, if you're a junior who's a former top 50 prospect, you should be better than the freshman who's a top 50 guard. I think he walks into a situation, whether he's playing on the ball, off the ball, like, we'll see. But I think he walks into a situation where he's probably starting. I'm certain that's what they told him. Like, hey, we just lost our two best guards.
Mm-hmm.
Come be one of our two best guards.
Yeah.
And do it on a team that I think is going to be preseason top 25. Get to live in L.A., play inside the Galen Center. I honestly don't know why he ever left California. Like, why did you ever leave California?
Right. It does seem like one of those things, like, it, you know, the plan was to always end up there, right?
Well, no, I think the plan was to go to Duke, be a one and done.
Well, good point.
Right, yeah. and then come to Memphis, be the point guard, be one and done.
I guess the plan was to always live there at some point.
Yeah, well, it's a beautiful place to be.
Yeah.
So if you're from, like, I understand if you're, like, you're from Memphis, you want to go to Memphis, or from, I don't know, Georgia and want to go to Memphis. Like, if you're in California, just stay in California. It's beautiful, for crying out loud.
Right.
Weather's great. Summers are enjoyable. So he's back there, and it's about as good of a landing spot as he was going to find. Like, UCLA doesn't really make a lot of sense. They're bringing everybody back. I mean, if Juzang left, maybe you could get involved there, but probably not something you could get caught in a numbers game.
Mm-hmm.
But at USC, you know, top 25 program, top 25 preseason team, an accomplished coach in Andy Enfield, and it's like it's Southern California. It's great. So he picked a good spot. I wish him luck.
Story number three.
Awful news last night. I was watching the game when it happened. Jamal Murray. It looked bad when it happened.
You knew it.
You thought. You were pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, non-contact and then collapses. And like, I've seen that before. Confirmed today, torn anterior cruciate ligament in his left knee. It's officially listed in, he's officially listed as out indefinitely, but that's out for the season.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only a month left in the season.
Probably next season, too.
The whole season?
Dude, he's probably going to miss next season.
The whole season?
Most of it.
Of an ACL?
It said 12 months.
it's not 12 months for an ACL anymore.
It's dude, it's I'm pretty sure it's going to be close to it.
I tore my ACL 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was playing baseball again within 12 months. Now, poorly, but I was playing.
I mean, either way, he's going to at least miss the first half of next season, I would think.
ACLs aren't as bad as they used to be.
I don't know, GP.
I bet next season starts, what are we saying? Put a month on it.
I mean, shoot, Jaren Jackson had a torn meniscus. We still ain't seen him.
Yeah, but that's
not as bad.
I'm not sure. I don't. If Jamal Murray played for the Grizzlies, I'm confident he'd be out. He'd be out 3 years. He'd be out 3 years. I'm certain of it. If he played for the Grizzlies, you could see him again in 2023 at the earliest.
Yeah.
But given that he plays for the Nuggets,
we'll see.
I would bet that he plays at some point. Okay, it's April now. May, June, July, August, September, October, November. I bet he plays in February of the next season.
Mm. It's brutal for them because, I mean, this is their year. Like, they're in the mix just as much as anybody in the West.
Not anymore. Can't lose that guy.
Nope.
Like, Jokic is awesome, but that's the guy who
That's the playoff star.
That's the guy who's going to get you buckets in the end of a playoff game.
Yes.
Like, you don't have to have that guy, but, boy, when it gets playoff time, it's the teams that have that guy. Hey, we're in it. You know, Jason Tatum.
Right.
Jamal Murray. Like, hey, go get it. Like, Ja's going to be that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're going to space this thing out. Go get a bucket. Like, Murray can do that. He's done it, proven it on the big stage. So to not have him, like, you can – I think we talked to Tim Bontemps yesterday, and he said in the West that he thought there were maybe five teams that had a legitimate shot to actually get to the finals. Utah, Phoenix, Clippers, Nuggets, Lakers. Well, now we're down to four.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Nuggets cannot get there without Jamal Murray. I mean, no. They probably can't get there with Jamal Murray, but they definitely can't get there without him. So that is that. I hope he's still got that little blonde girl in that video to keep him comfort during his recovery.
I'm unfamiliar.
You missed that story?
When
he accidentally uploaded.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I had to think about it for a second. All right, never mind.
Hope she's still around. She seemed fun.
Yeah.
She's something else. She was a volleyball player at Kentucky.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How about that? It's not what she's known for.
It's not what she's known for. Ooh, boy. I hope she's still around. I wonder what she's up to these days. If I'm being honest, I checked her Instagram a couple weeks ago.
That's why you brought it up.
Somebody mentioned her, so I was like, I got to go look that girl up again just to see if
everything's okay.
Just to see how she's doing.
Yeah.
And Jamal Murray seemed to be scrubbed from her Instagram.
Oh, man.
So I feel like they might have broken up.
Well.
Perhaps the leaked video was the breaking point in their relationship.
More than likely. He's got some time now, though. Maybe they can mend things.
That poor girl jumped on Twitter or Instagram after that thing leaked, and she was like, if you have the video, please delete it.
Oh.
I was like, nah, I'm not.
It's not gonna happen.
Delete it. No, we bookmarked it. That video is bookmarked, young lady.
God.
No, that video is not getting deleted. That video is getting bookmarked.
Yeah, that was a big mistake by Jamal.
Oh, boy. So anyway, imagine tearing your ACL and losing that girl all in the same year.
That's a tough year. That's a tough year.
I mean, we've all been going through it in this pandemic.
And maybe no one as bad as Jamal Murray.
Possibly nobody as bad as Jamal Murray. First lost that, seemingly lost the Kentucky volleyball player and everything that goes with her. And now a torn ACL. Mm. Boy, don't you ever complain, Big Bet Bennett.
I won't, no.
You didn't lose that blonde this year.
No.
You didn't tear your ACL this year.
Yeah, knock on wood.
On some level, you're having a better year than Jamal Murray. Think about that.
Yeah.
When you go to sleep tonight, think about that.
Story number four.
Steph Curry.
I had to think for a second.
Steph Curry became the all-time points leader in Golden State Warriors history last night, past Wilt Chamberlain. Previous record was 17,783. Mm-hmm. Steph blew by it with 53 points. In that 116-107 victory over the Denver Nuggets, he still, when he gets going, there's like nobody more enjoyable to watch.
Agreed.
Or very few people more enjoyable to watch. Like, it's one thing to watch LeBron just take over a game, but that's like, he mostly is just physically overwhelming where Steph is just launching from everywhere, and he got going last night. And after the Grizzlies game was over, you start seeing the chatter on Twitter, like, "Ooh, Steph's going for 70,"
mm-hmm.
and obviously he didn't get to 70, but he did get to 53. So you flip over and you just watch it, and you're reminded of what an incredible talent he is. I think widely regarded now as the best shooter in basketball history, and now all-time leading scorer in Warriors history. And I know they just lost James Wiseman. I'm not sure if that's the worst thing in the world for their playoff aspirations, but I hope he's in the playoff. It'd probably be in the play-in tournament if he's there. But, like, imagine the possibility. Like, we could have Steph Curry inside FedEx Forum in a one-game elimination situation.
Yeah.
Like that,
that's a hot ticket,
A John Morant-Steph Curry, shootout for the right to get into the main bracket of the playoffs would be pretty good stuff.
Yeah, I'm totally cool with that. The thing that I want the least is like a Grizzlies Spurs play-in series or something.
I love Greg
like that.
Popovich.
Like, give me a star.
I respect him forever.
Yeah.
I don't need to see the Spurs in the playoffs.
No, you might have a better chance, but like, give me something exciting.
Steph in here is exciting. Luka's exciting.
Yeah. Zion.
Zion would be exciting.
Give me anything but the Spurs.
Let's just get the Spurs out of here. Can the Spurs finish 11th, please?
I don't know. They're hanging around. We need to get them out.
Jeff Calkins up next.
This is Memphis's Sports Station. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. 92.9 FM ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
This is